love this. Listen to this. Luke 1:68 says, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David." Amen. We are celebrating Emmanuel. Welcome to Sunday worship here on this final Sunday, yeah, before Christmas. I know, just a few days away on Friday. I am Joey Kroll, and this program is Sunday Worship. We focus on Jesus. He's the center. I'll tell you what, he is the center of this program. We focus on him. Scripture, songs, devotions, encouragement. I got some coffee here. I got God's Word over here. And I'm hanging out with you, celebrating our great Savior. Let's start things off here today. Let me hit play here. It's Third Day Away in a Manger right here on Sunday Worship.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay.
The cattle are low when the baby awakes. Little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky. Stay by my side till morning is nigh.
We are lifting up the Christ of Christmas. You're listening to Sunday Worship. Yesterday I had a chance to, well, we did, finally had a chance to mail out all our Christmas cards to our friends and family and loved ones. So hopefully that gets in on time for Christmas Day. Luke chapter 2, verse 10 says, "The angel said to them, 'Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you this day is born in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord.'"
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful. Let
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Thank you.
You are listening to Sunday Worship, friend. I hope you're having a wonderful weekend. Yeah, just a handful of days away until Christmas Day. It was December 1903. After many attempts, the Wright brothers were successful in getting their flying machine, so to speak, off the ground. And thrilled, they telegraphed this message to their sister Catherine. And I quote, "We have actually flown 120 feet. We will be home for Christmas." And so Kathy hurried to the editor of the local newspaper, showed him the message. He glanced at it and said, "Oh, how nice. The boys will be home for Christmas." He totally missed the big news that they had flown the very first airplane. They missed it. They missed it. Friend, this Christmas season, don't miss Jesus. In the middle of all the Christmas lights, in the middle of all the Christmas trees, and in the middle of all the great presents under the tree, don't forget about the one who was nailed to the tree. Don't miss Jesus this Christmas.
Oh, come Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely exile here, until the Son of God rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou day spring, spirits by thine advent here. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, O Israel.
You are listening to Sunday Worship.
Oh,
Stephen Curtis Chapman here on Sunday Worship, playing some wonderful Christ-centered Christmas music. It's Joey with you. This is, of course, Sunday Worship. Well, a pastor once said, the life of Jesus is bracketed by two impossibilities, a virgin's womb and an empty tomb.
Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and mild and sweet their songs repeat, of peace on earth, goodwill to men, and the bells are like a choir they're singing. In my heart I hear them. Peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said. For hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. But the bells are ringing like a choir singing. Does anybody hear them? Chime, a chant sublime, of peace on earth, goodwill.